I gave him the version I had worked out in my head since I had hung up with Soraya. I had gone into Afghanistan to bring back my half-brother's son. I had found the boy in squalid conditions, wasting away in an orphanage. I had paid the orphanage director a sum of money and withdrawn the boy. Then I had brought him to Pakistan. "You are the boy's half-uncle?" "Yes." He checked his watch, leaned and turned the tomato plants on the sill. "Know anyone who can attest to that?" "Yes, but I don't know where he is now," I said. He turned to me and nodded. I tried to read his face and couldn't. I wondered if he had ever tried those little hands of his at poker. "I assume getting your jaws wired isn't the latest fashion statement," he said. We were in trouble, Sohrab and I knew it then. I told him I had gotten mugged in Peshawar. "Of course," he said, cleared his throat. "Are you Muslim?" "Yes." "Practicing?" "Yes." In truth, I didn't remember the last time I had laid my forehead to the ground in prayer. Then I did remember. The day Dr. Amoni gave Baba his prognosis. I had kneeled on the prayer rug, remembering only fragments of surahs I had learned in school. "Helps your case some, but not much," he said, scratching a spot on the flawless part in his sandy hair. "What do you mean?" I asked. I reached for Sohrab's hand, intertwined my fingers with his. Sohrab looked uncertainly from me to Andrews. "Well, there's a long answer, and I'm sure I'll end up giving it to you. You want the short one first?" "I guess," I said. Andrews crushed his cigarette, his lips pursed. "Give it up." "I'm sorry?" "Your petition to adopt this young fellow. Give it up. That's my advice to you." "Duly noted," I said. "Now perhaps you'll tell me why." "That means you want the long answer," he said, his voice impassive, not reacting at all to my curt tone. He pressed his hands palm to palm, as if he were kneeling before the Virgin Mary. "Let's assume the story you gave me is true, though I'd bet my pension a good deal of it is either fabricated or omitted. Not that I care, mind you. You're here, he's here, that's all that matters. Even so, your petition faces significant obstacles, not the least of which is that this child is not an orphan." "Of course he is," I said. "Not legally, he isn't. His parents were executed in the street. The neighbor saw it," I said, glad we were speaking in English. "You have death certificates?" he said. "Death certificates? This is Afghanistan we're talking about. Most people there don't even have birth certificates." His glassy eyes